Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein. And please stay with us for an important announcement at the end of the program.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. We're welcome to our Montana and Dakota and Wyoming people into the circle. God bless the people that pick up that wonderful KGLE. I remember the old farmers on their tractors and ranchers. Their pickups, many of them listened to that broadcast, and that's, I was listening on it back there when I was just a kid preacher. I never dreamed I would be on it, but God's been very good to me, and it was a special, it blessed my heart, you KGLE people, and you in that area, when I was requested to come back over there and put it on. And I remember I sat there and talked with the wonderful men and the ladies, those in the office, and my heart was touched. And you're a working part of the team. You're an important part, your contributions. And if we're working in your territory, Montana and the Dakotas, and the parts that you reach, we reach in there, and it's always a joy. So I've been telling the folks out here in the coast about what's going on right now. That big old truck is home from Indiana. The 18-wheeler got Mark Hufford moved back there and loaded up that full truckload of stuff that big church back there filled it up. And they brought it back and ministered. Brother Marv Betcher had John Bush along, the Indian boy from South Dakota that we talk about. God's using, he's on our team. He's one of our preachers and an associate. So we're praising God for what's going on. And we've made a couple of interesting little trips this past week with the Dodge, Bob King and old Don Klein. We're invited to go down to Southern Oregon, almost to the California line. 6 miles before we reached the line, we would turn to the west and go up on Mount Ashland. And that's the highest peak that's around there. And all that's up there is a big, what they call it, Doppler radar. Yeah, a big old ball of white. And you can see it for miles over there on that mountain. And little did I know that we would be right up there where it was. Now, I probably didn't get that radar right. That's something else.
Ski resort. Ski resort.
It's a ski resort up there, yes. But anyway, my team, I asked them for a little help here. I hear about that Doppler. I watch the weather report, and they're always giving Doppler reports that they take, and I wondered about it, and that's what that machine did. It's taking the pictures of the atmosphere. And anyway, we saw it in the distance, but little did we know we would drive, and where they were meeting was right up, was a few miles from there, but we were able to go on a little old forest road, single lane, unimproved. We crept up there with the Dodge, and it was a bright sunny day, and we sat there and got some wonderful pictures, and it was indeed a wonderful experience. And we got to minister to a group. It wasn't too large, but it's Brother Aaron Auer and the Roar, which are reviving Oregon's amazing roots. He's got on his heart and has been working at it. It's a ministry of stirring the hearts of the people. This old Willamette Valley and this Oregon country was settled by believers. Most all of them were believers. And the old Methodists predominated. And they actually, in early days, 100 years ago, built a big old tabernacle down there by Salem so people as far away as Portland in the north and clear to the south borders, people would come in and worship there for a camp meeting in the summertime. And I've been there, as Brother Ehrenauer had the use of that tabernacle for his group, and we got acquainted, and he's used me a number of times, and it's good to be a blessing to him. He's a blessing to us. And then we were invited to go up to Ochina Horosky's camp meeting. That's on the top of another mountain, and it's over here in Oregon to the east of us, or Washington, it's across the river. But it, you know where Mount Adams is on your map. You look at Mount Adams, and to the west of Mount Adams is all Gifford Pinchot, is the way they pronounce that French word, National Forest, and there's miles and miles of it. I've driven up that Highway 14 along the river on the Washington side, never dreamed. I knew it was Indian Hills, and it's a huckleberry country. And the government has reserved all that national forest, the berry land, is not for commercial use. And a lot of it is for Indians only. They've got signs up in the areas, and there's different camps along the way. And those Indians, they come up there and they camp out and they pick huckleberries. And there's always some coming and going. So I got to preach to a bunch of them under Ochina's leadership up there on the top of that hill. And you could look to the east and there was nothing. We were on the highest point, nothing between us and Mount Adams to the east but space. And you get the newsletter, you'll get to see some of those beautiful pictures. Brother Bob King is the best cameraman to have along, and he takes lots of pictures, and so we're going to share them with you. And we were up there as God's men doing God's bidding, and God honored it. And the work is growing. The big old truck right now is down there at H2O, which is a Help to Others organization that started in a woodshed years ago, and it's helped a lot of people down through the many, many years. And they've helping us help other people. And they get just a lot of canned food from the canneries, and they donate part of it on to us. And the 18-wheelers down there this morning getting a good load of food that's worth thousands of dollars for us to take the Indians across the area that we serve. And some of it'll end up back in South Dakota, and some over there in Montana at the school. We're going to get some. The Bible school out there at Alberton started already. It's in session. And we'll be able to, I guess it's, either probably starts this coming Monday. But they're already gathering in. And we plan on getting in there and greeting the kids and being a blessing and taking some of the much-needed supplies. And we have some beautiful clothes, and some of these Indian kids that come in there to go to school don't have much to wear. And it's always a joy when we get good clothing and take a lot of it over there. And they're careful with it. And that which they cannot use, it doesn't fit their needs, they box up. They don't waste it. And we pick it on up the next time we're through and take it on out on the reservations where it may not fit on the campus in the college, a Bible school, but it'll sure fit out there. And so we appreciate your contributions, and we will be, God willing. I haven't got all the nails nailed down yet, but I've been working on it. We plan to make the big trip in October. We've made it every year the last Sunday. And it may be the next to the last this year, the way the calendar falls, but it can be either the last two Sundays of the month, I want to be down there in Ekalika and that community church, and over there at Plevna, and over at Bowman and Hettinger and Scranton, and pick up all the stuff, the Lutherans and the Baptists and the Methodists and the community, and you name it, the Assembly of God. We thank God for all these people that save up their stuff for the Indians, and once a year we come through and pick it up, and we take it up there to the Fort Berthold Reservation in North Dakota, and we just can help them that one trip a year, because it's quite a little ways, it's out of our way, but we just take everything. And there's food stuff, and there's clothing, and there's furniture, and you name it, and it's there. So we thank God. And neighbor, we appreciate the cars and the trucks, and we don't have any business. We're not trying to make our own way. We're tending to the missionary work and the preaching and getting out the Bibles, and God's tending to the finances. And that's where you are such precious teammates, because your prayers and your giving are keeping all the wheels rolling, and they are rolling. We praise God, and to Him be the glory.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Hi, this is Roger Smith. I have the privilege of putting together this wonderful First Nation program so you can hear it every day wherever you may be listening. It's really important for you to know that right now our ministry is going through an extremely critical time, as financial donations have been quite low and radio bills are accumulating. Without sounding dramatic and simply giving you the facts, we are dangerously close to losing our radio airtime unless those bills are paid. Many of you have been generous over the years because you believe in the work this ministry does for the Native American, and we really appreciate your help. We're calling on you once again to stand by us and keep First Nation on the air so we can continue to serve our dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. Please listen to the closing message with our contact information, and thank you for your contribution to First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.